Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I know you're excited because we've got our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show, president of the Galen Institute, founding member of the Consensus Group, co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America. And as I've said many times before, nobody knows more about healthcare public policy in the world than Grace Marie Turner, especially when it comes to having great answers for market solutions. And she's here to talk to us about a very important event, a turn of circumstances that have happened this month. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Jim, so nice to be with you. You know, if we were giving a title to this segment, I think it should be called Finally, with three or four explanation points
out of it. Exactly. So what has happened here, folks, as you know, just to give you a little recap, the Senate, or I should say Congress, but especially the Senate, has had great difficulty and frankly failed to repeal and replace Obamacare, something that small businesses hate. The small business sector hates Obamacare because it's been a nightmare for us, and we want it gone, every bit of it. We want it ripped out by the roots, but they've not been able to pull that off. And so here's this thing that the president has done this month, Grace Marie, that a lot of people didn't realize he had the ability to do. And in some ways, all he's done is follow what the court said, right?
Well, several things. The court had said that some payments that the Obama administration had been making to insurance companies were simply not legal because the Congress had not appropriated the money, the cost-sharing reduction payments to help people in lower incomes eligible for Obamacare to lower the cost of their deductibles and co-payments. It would be nice if all of us had that, right, with these huge deductibles. But because Congress had not been able to get it back together to get legislation through, the president said, what can we do through executive order to help people that aren't receiving subsidies, that need relief from Obamacare? And he came up with three things that he said, we have an executive order. That means the executive is ordering other departments in his administration to come up with ways to do three things to give people relief from the costs and the burdens of Obamacare by allowing them, for example, to create association health plans. Mm-hmm. You and I have been talking about this for years, decades.
As you were talking about that, talk about deja vu. I'm remembering, was it 06 when the NZ bill was tried to, was it, when was it, 08, 07, when was that?
Probably 06, because the Senate lost control, the Republicans lost control of
right.
the Senate in 2006.
And that was the year, and I want to say this out loud, folks, that was the vote that was going to create, was going to expand health care savings accounts. It was going to allow to buy across state lines, insurance across state lines. It was going to allow for association health plans. And what I remember, Grace Marie, is that two names came to my mind and that I found out were the biggest impediments to that happening. One of them was Ted Kennedy, and the other was AARP. I remember someone came back from that vote and told me AARP killed this deal.
Well, really, the insurance companies don't like it because if people...
Back in 06, right? Is that what you're saying?
In any case, it was an issue in the 1990s as they was trying to get this through.
But finally, we're getting this done?
Well, it's not going to happen overnight because you have to go through the whole rulemaking process. It's going to take months, you know, maybe even longer. But basically what this says is if you're a member of an association, then you can buy health insurance just like big employers.
Like a chamber of commerce. If you're a member of a chamber of commerce.
Or a truckers association.
Or a trade group. Anybody's a trade group.
Contractors association. Yeah. Or any kind of a professional association, a trade association. Then you can, as a small business, join that bigger company's health plan. And
right.
Again, across state lines, so that you can get the, both the economies of scale, so you're part of a bigger pool, but also to be able to not have to comply with all of the extensive benefit mandates in Obamacare.
Right.
So it's a way of getting around that and buying a policy you want.
And when we come back, we'll explain why that is not all that easy to do, because there are 50 offices around the country who don't like this idea.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.